Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs went to see Mabel Peterson, who nursed the aged Sam Ainsley during his final and fatal illness, Mrs. Peterson was extremely unfriendly. Today, in the law offices of young Frank Carter, Penny reports to her employer.
I'll admit that she was friendly at first, Mr. Carter, but when I asked her about Mr. Ainsley, there was a definite and sudden change in her attitude.
She didn't want to talk about it, Miss Gibbs?
No, definitely not.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
What do you mean?
Well, it makes me feel more certain than ever that my suspicions are true. If Mrs. Peterson had been willing to talk about Ainsley's death, it would mean she had nothing to do with that fraudulent will of his.
You really do believe the will was a fraud, don't you?
I've got to believe it if I intend to take the case to court for old Mrs. Ainsley. And if everything that's happened so far, everything we've discovered, is true, then makes me all the more certain of my belief. Oh, I've got another name I think will be important to the case.
Another one?
Uh-huh. I found out who was president of the Larivale Research Company when it was named sole beneficiary to Ainsley's will.
I thought you said there was no such thing as the Larivale Company.
There was, for a time, but in name only, and for the sole purpose of swindling old and dying people. The man's name is Robert Wilson. Address unknown, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a help, isn't it? What good does it do us to know his name, then?
I think Mrs. Peterson is going to do us all the good we need in regard to Robert Wilson. She'll lead us to him if we're smart enough to trick her into it.
Yeah, I don't think she'll ever talk to us about the case, Mr. Carter.
Well, we'll have to make her talk.
That's going to be harder than you think it will.
She's tough, is she?
She's nobody's fool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was being very clever the way I brought up Mr. Ainsley's name, but I think she was a step ahead of me all the time.
Well, the tougher they are to handle, the better I like it. Maybe we can't make her talk, but we might be able to worry her a little. And when she begins to worry, maybe she'll slip.
What do you mean?
I mean, if we can make her think that we know more than we do, she may contact this Robert Wilson to warn him. And if we've frightened her enough, he'll pop up in Rossville either to calm her down or find out for himself what's going on. Then we'll be able to go to work on him.
You're basing this all on the big if, that we can frighten Mrs. Peterson. What if we can't?
Then we'll have to try something else. But let's worry about one thing at a time, huh? Obviously, Mrs. Peterson knows something.
Obviously, and she's not going to tell us what she knows.
Yeah, I've already accepted that as fact. That's why I say we're going to frighten her into contacting this guy Wilson. At least that's our plan for the moment and for as long as it takes to succeed a fair.
Well, he's hoping it works, because if Mrs. Peterson's actions are really like they convince me, well, then I think that Mrs. Ainsley was swindled out of her husband's money when he died. Do you think that we'll find another will leaving the money to Mrs. Ainsley?
No, there's not a chance in the world of that. If Ainsley had a will leaving his money to his wife, it was destroyed 5 years ago, when Mrs. Peterson and Wilson either forced him or talked him into writing a new will leaving his money to the Larivale Research Company.
Well, then how are you going to prove that Mrs. Ainsley should have received the money?
By getting to Wilson and forcing him to talk. I'd like to loosen Mrs. Peterson's tongue, but since you say that can't be done, I'm going to have to wait until I get to Wilson.
It may be a long wait.
I've got a lot of patience and a lot of time. This is still my one and only case, you know.
Well, if you think that I'm worried about my salary because I know you're not being paid for this, don't
worry. I started this practice on a shoestring, Miss Gibbs, but a nice strong one. I can pay you and the rent for some time to come without going bankrupt.
No, I'm not going to worry about it. Oh, say, speaking about money, If you do prove that Robert Wilson took money that was rightfully Mrs. Ainslie's, will you be able to get any of it for her?
Depends on how much Wilson's worth today. I've got a hunch he's worth plenty. Probably has a nice fat bank account and every dollar of it embezzled or swindled, too. I'll get Mrs. Ainslie's $10,000. Every penny of it.
And what can you do to Mrs. Peterson and Mr. Wilson?
Send them where they won't need money for the next 10 or 20 years, at least.
Mrs. Peterson, too?
Even if she was forced into this by Wilson, she's guilty of a crime, Miss Gibbs. Though her sentence probably will be lighter.
Yes, I hope so. It's hard to believe she's done anything wrong, even in spite of the way she acted when I mentioned Mr. Ainslie to her. No, she doesn't look as though she'd hurt anybody.
The looks fool you, Miss Gibbs?
No, not very often they don't.
But often enough, I guess. Well, looks fool me, too. They fool everybody. If we could tell what people are and read their intentions just by looking at them, there wouldn't be much trouble in this world. And probably no need at all for lawyers. Sal, maybe I'm just as glad that a person's look is a fooler. I think I'm going to relieve you of your extracurricular duties on this case from now on, Miss Gibbs.
Why are you going to relieve me?
If Mrs. Peterson's reactions are what I think they'll be after I've pressed her pretty hard about the Ainslie case, she'll contact this man Wilson and things ought to get tough.
Yes, but I don't see why I can't...
Miss Gibbs, maybe you don't follow me.
No, I don't.
I'm afraid of violence. If we're really after the guilty parties, and I mean physical violence.
Oh, I don't think that
Let's face it, Miss Gibbs, Wilson's a professional. And if we gather evidence that he swindled Ainslie, we're putting him in personal and financial jeopardy. He'll stop at nothing to fight back. And what I mean at nothing.
Look, Mr. Carter, so far we've only scratched the surface of this thing. And even now, for all Mrs. Peterson knows, I merely asked about Mr. Ainslie out of idle curiosity. Seems to me we might accomplish a lot more than if you went to see her. And she'd really begin to wonder why two people were talking to her about the same thing.
Yeah, that's true, Miss
And besides, Gil. Neither one of us have anything to fear from Mrs. Peterson. You yourself said she was merely a foil, not the instigator of the plot against Mr. Ainslie.
Well, that's only my theory. That's nothing but a guess. A right guess, I hope, but so far I have no facts with which to back it up.
Aren't you quite sure that she was just used by this Robert Wilson?
Something tells me she was.
You're really fairly certain, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, then what harm can I come to by talking to her again? And just think how much more we'll accomplish, or at least what better chance we have of accomplishing a lot if I talk to her rather than have you do it.
You want to take the chance?
It's a small one.
We think.
I'm sure.
Well, it would be helpful. And you could get more out of her than I. I was hoping you'd want to. Will you see her tomorrow morning?
Nope, I'll see her tonight.
But that's on your own time, not mine.
Well, someday I'll ask for the morning off and return. I'll see you this afternoon, except that I have to help Dr. Judson at the church the rest of the day, but I'll really see Mrs. Peterson as soon after that as I can.
Miss Gibbs, it's 5 o'clock.
Oh, really already?
Well, you're certainly no clock watcher, are you?
Dr. Judson, I've been awfully busy.
Well, how are the files? In order or still a mess?
In order through the R's.
Well, you have been busy. Suppose you call it a day. From A to R is enough refiling for one afternoon.
Yeah, I'm afraid I will have to call it a day, Dr. Judson. I have to be home early, and there's something I want to talk to you about before I go.
Oh?
It's about Julie Martin. I wanted to talk to you about her last week, but I haven't had time. I know you haven't either.
You haven't taken her to her grandmother's?
Yes, sir, I have. I did last week. Julie was unhappy about it, begged me to keep her here.
I see.
But I took her because you said it was the right thing to do.
It was, and I still think it is. And how did it work out? Or don't you know yet?
Dr. Judson, her grandmother wouldn't have her. And it isn't because she wouldn't accept the responsibility or doesn't love her, but she has no place for her, no money. And the neighborhood's about as poor and squalid as I've ever seen.
And so you brought the child back, of course.
No, I had to. She pleaded with me not to take her to her grandmother and begged me to bring her back here with me. Mm-hmm. The only alternative was to take her to her home. I just couldn't do that.
And now you want to know whether or not you did the right thing, don't you?
Yes, I do. She's happy with us, but I don't know if that makes it right.
It does, Miss Gibbs. I'm sure it does. I said it was your duty to set sentiment aside and take the little girl back to her own people. That seemed your duty. And if the problem were to arise again with someone else, I'd give the same advice. But God has ways of guiding us to decisions contrary to our own beliefs. Contrary, but right. And obviously, God means for the little girl to remain with you and find happiness with you. There's no question about it.
Oh, thank you, sir. I feel so much better.
God's blessings are on what you've done, Miss Gibbs. For it's God's will that the child find happiness, and his design that she shall find it.
Hey, Penny, it was really swell of you to pitch in on the dishes for Nora tonight.
Oh,
are you sure you won't come to the movies with us?
No, thanks, Freddy, I can't.
Oh, why can't you? Say, we're done with the dishes, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Just those few to dry and put away.
Well, I'll do them. Now, look, you go on upstairs and get dressed for the movies,
will
you?
I'll go upstairs, but not to dress for the movies, Freddy. Thanks, just the same.
Oh, look, there's a swell double fit.
I have an appointment tonight, Freddy. Something to do for Mr. Carter.
I thought you were just working for him in the mornings.
I am, officially. This has something to do with the Ainsley case. I'm going to see Mrs. Peterson.
Penny, you're beautiful, but you're nuts. You know, I heard all about that Ainsley deal from Mr. Billings the other day. And there's nothing to it but a lot of trouble.
There's going to be a lot of trouble for the people who swindled Mrs. Ainsley out of that money.
Yes, and there's going to be a lot of trouble for you and that Carter guy if that money wasn't swindled. Did you ever think of that?
Nope. It's probably because I don't...
Yeah, I know the because. Because Carter's a slick operator, and he's just going to let you stick your neck way out and get nailed for a charge of libel.
I'm not doing anything or saying anything to be sued about.
No. No, not yet you aren't. Now, look, Penny, I've been around. I've stuck my neck out plenty of times thinking I was helping a guy. I find out later he's just playing me for a sack.
Mr. Carter isn't going to let me do anything.
You don't know what he's doing, Penny, and you don't know what you're doing either. Now, look, you've had plenty of trouble, I know that. So this won't be the first time.
Freddy, I won't get into any trouble.
No, not the kind of trouble you've been in before, Penny. This time you can run into trouble with the law. And believe you me, trouble with the law can be tough.
Is Freddy's warning valid? Is he right in suspecting that young Frank Carter isn't as honest as he appears? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.